I used to believe, I heard that from one great theologian, that the incarnation was must to show us the example how we should become perfect man. But the crucifixion and the redemption was not supposed to take place originally, but later it took place because of the fall. Slaughter before the creation, you shocked me. And
Not me. It's the New Testament. It is the New Testament, not me.
So what I used to believe is wrong.
No, it's the book of Revelation and letter of St. Peter.
Slaughter before the...
Before the creation of the world.
So the righteousness is to be slaughtered. This, or the
Christ.
Redemption. Christ. Connected with redemption.
So
this is the righteousness.
And the intention of God before the ages was that his son be crucified and resurrected to bring human beings into salvation.
Could you say some words about Christ's words, my God, why have you forsaken me, in regard to satisfying God's justice?
Satisfying, yes, of course. I will say it quickly. My God, why are you forsaking me? And now theologians and of dogmatics, professor of dogmatics, start to say this is the human nature talking to the divine nature, etc. And they became suddenly Nestorian in their interpretation. So why Christ said this sentence? I will give you my opinion without further ado. Christ here referred to Psalm 22 or 23, according to which version we're reading. The psalm that starts with, my God, why you have forsaken me? He was referring to this psalm. He was not praying this psalm, of course, praying something, but he just was telling the Jews present to remember what's written in this psalm. Those who are familiar with Jewish liturgy, they know very well that all the Jews know by heart the psalms. All the practicing Jews know by heart the psalms. And where they are in the synagogue, the leader, the Chacham, the leader of prayers, shouts the first verse of the psalm, and he stops. And they continue by heart, reciting the psalm by heart. And then he says the last verse, if you are familiar with Jewish liturgy. So when Christ shouted, my God, why have you forsaken me? He wanted them to recite in their heart the psalm. What does the psalm say? It says exactly what was happening around the cross. It said that they pierced his hands and his feet. They gave him bitterness to drink, that they were waving their heads and saying he will wait his God to save him. Exactly the scene, what was happening, so that they understand that they are doing themselves in their hands what the scripture says. But what happened? They said, he is calling Elijah. And I was young, and I was reading this passage and saying, what has Elijah with this to do? If he's saying, my God, what has Elijah? Do you think there was a possibility to confuse Elohi with Elijah? I don't think so. But their reaction, he is calling Elijah, means one thing: they didn't understand what they are doing. He wanted them to understand what they are doing, but they didn't understand that he's calling Elijah. This means, and Christ then said, God, my Father, forgive them, because they don't understand what they are doing. So this is the meaning of Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. He was not feeling forsaken of God. He was not feeling forsaken of God. He was not doubtful of what's happening to him. He just was saying, look what's written in this psalm. Father Mansour.
I am now much more convinced that when reading this text by people who do not have the liturgy, they cannot understand it. It will remain as a legalistic status of being justified, legalistic only. When also we hear about the blood of Christ, it's as a price given. While we have been, he has given us his blood when he was still alive. By blood we understand it is his life. So his blood was given to his disciple before he was shed on the cross, which means he is giving a life to us. And also the justification and the redemption. In Ishaya, it is much clearer. By his wounds, we have been cured. We have been healed. So the issue of healing is the remission of sins, when we are healed from our sins. So we, outside the scope of the church and the life of the church, it is impossible to understand these verses.
Thank you. So thank you, fathers.